to speak to myself in songs and hymns and make a melody in my heart to the Lord daily. I'm going to love my brother. Now then we get into the second part. The second part is love. Now, love of what? It doesn't say in verse 12. But it says the love of many shall wax cold toward what? Toward many. One another. But he that shall endure to the end. Endure what? Remember the question was? Endure what? You ought to write close. Write this down in your Bible. He that endures in law and love shall be saved. That's what it means. The prerequisite to verse 13 is 12. He that endures love, and he that endures lawfulness will be saved. Do you see it? In verse 12, iniquity is not enduring the law of the Spirit of life. It's not continuing in it. And because you don't continue in the law of life, you will wax cold in your love. So let me ask you a question. Don't raise your hands. How many of you could honestly say that you feel like you have lost, that you have lost love for your neighbor, love for people? How many of you feel like you're not as loving toward people, as willing to give the gospel to people, as willing to give yourself to people as you once were? You know what? If you remember 4 years ago, it's 6 years ago, we were here in Holiday and I preached on this. And the reason I preached on it is because I saw something alive in me. You know what I saw alive in me? Lovelessness. I saw that I was getting critical of people, critical of false prophets and armchair pastors, and I was getting critical. And the Lord led me to this scripture, and I read it, and I felt convicted. I said, Lord, I have to say that I feel like I don't have love in my heart for some of these people. And then he showed me Leviticus 19:17. If you hate your brother in your heart, or it says, if you have aught with your brother, what? Rebuke him. Go to him face to face. Don't pray in your closet for him. Go to him face to face. Rebuke him. Talk to him. Lest you hate him in your heart. So I saw a great principle there. I saw, Lord, the way to keep my heart clean is to be open. Not critically open. Not selfishly open. Not open for their destruction. But open for love's sake. And you know what? I haven't felt that way since. I still make judgments, but I see the love of many waxing cold in front of me. I see it in the church. I see it all around. That love is waxing cold. Do you know why? What causes love to wax cold? Lawlessness. Our independence, our self-righteousness, our rebellion, the end of that is you will lose your love. You lose your love, faith won't work. What does that do for you? It is one of those things that cannot be broken. It's a word, it's a principle, it's an ongoing, continuum. It's like the cosmos. It's like the rotation of the earth and the revolution around the sun. It's like the heavenlies. It's like spiritual cause and effect. It's like atoms. It's what keeps atoms going? What keeps atoms pinging and turning in the life of God? That's what. The life-giving energy of the Spirit of God is what energizes the whole atomic structure of existence. That what allows the words that are coming out of my mouth that I'm speaking, what causes them to be heard? What causes, they could be measured if you had a right instrument. You could measure my words, you could measure my sound. What causes all that? What is behind that? It's the life-giving energy of God. This is something that can't be broken. You continue in your lawlessness, you continue in your independence, your rebellion, and you know what I'm going to get into next week, or the next meeting we have, whenever that is? I'm going to get into, personally, where does that come from? It comes from the condition of your soul. How do you change that? Through fellowship. Through fellowship. You've got to allow personal fellowship into your life. You've got to allow people to speak into your life. Well, you know what? It says rejoice when the fiery trials come upon you. And that's the whole principle. I'm going to give all of that in my next meeting. But so then Leviticus, Mark 12:31 says, the royal law of love, James 2:8. The royal law of love. Jesus said, love your brother as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the second part. So Matthew 24:13, he who endures the law of the Spirit and loving the brethren shall be saved. That's the revelation of verse 13. And it can be read like this, but he that endures what? The law of the Spirit of life, he that endures staying in faith, and he that endures loving the brethren unto the end, he'll be saved. I think that is the end of the matter. Next week we'll talk about this. Or next meeting we'll talk about this. We'll talk about, well, I won't even get into it, because once I get into that, I'll just keep going. But we'll close this off right here, and then next time we get together we'll talk about the second part of this is going to be leading us into the particulars of it and the operation of God. And without knowing the operation of God, you know, it's a Psalm 28:5, because they didn't regard the operation of God or the works of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. And it's not that God's looking to destroy us, it's just that we can't be built up if we don't have a regard. Regard means to love passionately and affectionately, love and hold something close to you in your bosom. It means to hold something very close to you. That's what regard means. And so because we haven't regarded the word, we don't regard correction, we don't regard the operation daily that goes on in our lives, we lose it. That is the essence of our faith. The essence of our faith is discipline to the law of the Spirit and discipline to loving the brethren. That is endurance. I don't have to say this. We're talking, she's talking about tribulation. Worketh patience. But where I'm going to start off when we get together next, probably Tuesday, for our next meeting, is Romans 5. And I'll give you this so you can read it. Romans 5, 1 through 4. And being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Being made innocent by faith, we have peace. We don't have strife. Being made innocent because of Jesus' sacrifice, not our own, we have peace through Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into his grace, whereby we stand and rejoice in the hope of God's glory on our life.
And not only this, but we glory, do we? In tribulations. Knowing, do we? That tribulation works patience. Patience, experience. And experience, hope, which is the anchor of our soul. You know another word for the experience? It's where we get the word trustee from. Trustee-ness. The word experience lends itself to mean proven character. Proven character. Do you know what proven character is? It is life everlasting. Proven character is resurrection from the dead. It's nothing moves you. It's when everything that can be shaken will be shaken, you will remain because you have proven character. Wow. Isn't that great? I'm telling you what. Do you know that as I speak, there are people right now, there are women and there are men right now in Baghdad that are not shaking in their boots. We are already in the city. The troops are in the city. They're already in Baghdad. But do you know there are a multitude of Muslims that are not afraid? Do you know why? Because this army has proven character. They're not shooting men, women, and children who aren't carrying arms. They're beginning to realize this army is not like their own. When you have proven character, very little shakes you.